This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Maine has become the first state to ban styrofoam. You know how long we've been dealing with styrofoam containers? When did styrofoam come out? I got to look that up. I've been a fan of styrofoam because I like to order a lot of food to go. I've been kind of doing it more often. I told you guys how I've been, you know, losing weight is if I go to a restaurant, I'll just cut the food in half and ask them to give me my, you know, styrofoam container. And I call it a styrofoam. Styrofoam. I wonder if that's a copyright. Yeah, and then they'll bring me my styrofoam container. And it's kind of soft and squishy. And I'll stick my, you know, fork in it. And then I will, I'll go and take half my food home. Now I have a second lunch. Pretty, pretty happy girl. And, yeah, I think it came out in the 40s. I'm looking it up right now. I believe it was back in the 1940s. Oh, even before. Oh, wow. Look at this. So polystyrene is a plastic created from urethylene and benzene. They say it could be injected, extruded, or blow modeled. So it becomes very, very useful and versatile manufacturing material. And polystyrene, we see it in the form of styrofoam. So we'll see it in our beverage cups, our packages. And I guess German apothecary Edward Simon discovered polystyrene back in 1839. He isolated a substance from natural resin, but he had no idea what he discovered. Then organic chemist Hermann Staudinger realized his discovery, comprised of long chains of styrene molecules, and it becomes a plastic polymer. By 1922, Staudinger published his theories on polymers, stated that the natural rubbers were made up of long repetitive chains of these monomers, right? Polymer is a bunch of monomers that gave rubber elasticity. And then, I guess he went to write that you could use thermal processing for styrene similar to rubber. And then I guess by 1953, Staudinger gets this Nobel Prize. So when you take home your sandwich in a styrofoam container, that's like some Nobel Prize for chemistry winning sort of knowledge right there. But I guess a company founded in 1861 started to use this early science. By the 1930s, they were able to figure out how to manufacture polystyrene. By 1937, Dow Chemical Company introduced these products on the U.S. market. And what we call styrofoam is the most recognizable form of this foam polystyrene packaging. And styrofoam is trademarked by Dow Chemical Company. So every time we go, I need a styrofoam container. Now, I can't tell you how many times I have asked for styrofoam containers, and I get foil, I get a brown paper box, and I don't like the box because it leaks, or I see how oily the food is the next day. I don't like the paper boxes. And I don't like the foil. I don't like the foil container because I can't stick it in the microwave. But I got to tell you something. I don't like to put styrofoam in a microwave. I don't like how it burns. I don't like the chemicals. And so I've been getting a little nervous about styrofoam containers for a while now. Well, apparently there's a lot of states that don't like it. And Maine's Governor Janet Mills signed a bill into law Tuesday going into effect January 1st, 2021, that's going to prohibit restaurants, caterers, coffee shops, and grocery stores from using these. Why? Well, because they're not recyclable. And I guess Maine has become the first state to take such a step. They've also banned plastic bags. Other things. Well, no, I don't think they've done that. I think California's banned plastic bags. I don't know if Maine's done that yet. States like New York and California have banned single-use plastic bags. Others, such as Tennessee and Florida, have made it illegal for local municipalities to regulate them. Going back to single-use plastic bags, none of my plastic bags are single-use. I reuse plastic bags all the time, yeah, because I'm cheap. But when I get, you know, when I buy groceries and I get the bags and I take them home, I then use that bag for the poo-poo powder. When I have to clean the cat's potty boxes, I put it into the plastic bag. Or I'll use the bag, you know, to hold my toothbrush when I travel, to hold my makeup. I reuse plastic bags, so it's not single use for me. So I wonder if I'm in California, if they won't charge me for the plastic bag because technically I'm reusing it. Maryland's legislature, according to CNN, has also approved bills to ban polystyrene. They say they're not sure if Governor Larry Hogan, who's a Republican governor in Maryland, will sign the legislation. But apparently, they say, according to Governor Mills, polystyrene cannot be recycled like a lot of other products. So while that cup of coffee may be finished, the styrofoam cup it was in is not. In fact, it will be around for decades to come, and eventually it'll break down into particles, polluting our environment, hurting our wildlife, and even detrimentally impacting our economy. Okay, now, you know, mind you, okay, I worked for the EPA, and so I do like, you know, very environmentally conscious ideas. The only thing I worry about is when we start substituting paper, now we're killing trees. So I don't really want anybody to go after the trees because we're trying to not have styrofoam on this earth. So what happens? If you violate the law, you could get a fine of up to $100. Now, I've never been to Maine, but from what I understand, it's gorgeous. So Maine being an environmental leader, I don't blame them. You know, I really don't. I they're one of the most beautiful, you know, states, and they're kind of away from a lot of pollution, and so they kind of want to keep it that way. And if they themselves could kind of look like a national park, I don't blame them. But they say more than 256 million pieces of disposable foam cups, plates, bowls, platters, trays are used every year in Maine. That's a lot. I see it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I thought I watched a lot of TV, but I don't. There's really just a few shows I watch because I just don't have time. Just because I don't watch a show doesn't mean it's not good. My guess is it's probably really, really good. Like, I haven't, This Is Us, I haven't started the second season because I've been busy, you know, I think the second season's already over. So, I know there's a lot of good shows out there. I have not seen 13 Reasons Why. I haven't seen that. I've heard of it. I just haven't had time. But, apparently, Netflix has had to respond to some recent reports claiming that suicide rates among teenagers have risen following the release of that drama, 13 Reasons Why. Earlier this week, the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry published a study funded by the National Institute of Health. when he said it states that there were almost 200 more deaths by suicide than expected over the nine-month period during the March 31st, 2017 release of 13 Reasons Why. And more deaths by suicide occurred in that April than any other April in the last 9 years. It also states that the deaths by suicide rose mostly among teenage boys. Now, a spokesperson for the streaming service said, we just need a study. We're looking into the research, which conflicts with last week's study from the University of Pennsylvania. This is a critically important topic, and we have worked hard to ensure that we handle the sensitivity issue responsibly. The University of Pennsylvania study it refers to stated that people who had watched all of the show and saw the negative outcomes of the main character's death were at less of a risk. Now, of course, you know, these studies aren't very conclusive. There's a lot of different factors. But does watching a TV show or a movie that highlights a suicide and shows how it's done, does that induce suicidal thoughts? Now, I remember in the 80s, I don't remember the actor's name. He was the same guy from Gremlins. But I remember he was in a movie where he committed suicide. And this was in the 80s. And I remember at school, we were told to watch it. I think it was on like a Monday night. And I told my mom I had to watch it. And you know, she didn't really like us watching like adult theme, you know, shows. But I'm like, we have to watch it because it's about a kid that commits suicide. So we got to watch it. I remember my mom was like, but you know, I had to watch it for school. And it was the guy from Gremlins. So it kept my attention because I thought the guy was kind of cute. But apparently he you know, got into his car, closed the garage, and turned on the car. So he died of carbon monoxide poisoning. And then there was a big debate that showed kids how to painlessly kill themselves. But I wasn't moved by it, or I didn't look at it that way, because I was watching the movie how, like, you know, the mom was asleep, she's smiling, must have had a good dream, wakes up, and then her smile goes away because she wakes up to the realization that her baby's gone. And so, to me, it did what it was supposed to, mission accomplished. I was, you know, didn't want to do suicide, didn't want to hurt my family, I didn't want to, you know, it was a thought I would have never come across. But for others, people were criticizing that this just showed a easier way to end it rather than splitting your wrist or overdosing or whatever. And so, if these shows are that influential, do we blame the show or do we blame us in not making our group of teens a little stronger than that? If them watching a TV show is enough for them to make that decision, that's on us. It's not the TV show. There's another study that says the rate of teenage girls attempting suicide by poisoning has tripled since 2000. Poison control centers in the U.S. got 1.6 million calls for attempted suicides by 10 to 24-year-olds between the years 2000 and 2018. 70% of those were for girls and young women. They say self-poisoning attempts increased 141% overall. Now, poisoning is the most common way suicide is attempted, they say. But it's only fatal 5% of the time. This is according to a recent study. So poison control centers dealing with 1.6 million, that means 1.6 million times over the last couple decades, a young girl that's tried to kill herself. There's something wrong with that. Now, I'm looking at this map here, and I'm seeing how suicides have just spiked from the years 2012 to now. Why? They say suicide has become the leading cause of death for anyone between the ages of 10 and 24 in the U.S. Men and boys are more likely to die by suicide, but women and girls are most likely to attempt. That statistic hasn't really changed much in decades. Women may be more demonstrative and dramatic about what they're going to do. Men and boys may be like, nah, I'm actually getting this done to get it done. So men are unfortunately more successful at killing themselves than women. I mean, it's unfortunate no matter what. They say older boys are more likely to die by suicide, most often using guns. Suicide deaths are rare among younger children. Suicide attempts, however, are more common among younger groups who are more likely to poison themselves. Although attempted self-poisonings were starting to go down from 2000 to 2010, it upped by 300% in the years following. Self-poisoning also more common among older groups and women. So, this is something that is, to me, mind-boggling. I mean, I'm reading off a bunch of numbers to you that I'm reading off of Daily Mail. There's other previous research saying 17% of American high school students reported contemplating suicide. Just stop and think about that for a second. There's 100 kids. If your child knows about 100 kids, 17 of them have openly admitted that they tried to kill themselves. Even if you don't think your child is one of them, your child is around this. They say adolescent girls specifically seem to be at increasing risk for thinking about suicide, attempting suicide, and being diagnosed with mood disorders. What is so horrible in their lives? Now, we've talked about this. You know, is religion a factor where not a lot of people seem to ascribe to a religion? I mean, for me, the reason why I never considered suicide when I had real, real bad days was because I was like, God would be furious. Really? I'm going to leave this earth just to, you know, meet him and have him rip me a new one? No way. I'll stay put. I mean, I really believe in God. But a lot of the newer generations aren't getting as much of a religious background. And why is that? I mean, I'm just to blame. My kids don't, well, no, you know what? I mean, I think my kids have more temple and church exposure than I did as a kid because we didn't do a lot or go a lot as a child, but we did do a lot more in the house. I mean, I try to give my kids that much, that amount, but a big difference for me is I could be going to temple Friday nights, but I don't because I come home from work and I'm tired. You know, but maybe in the olden days when mom did, you know, was at home and was a homemaker and wasn't working, maybe, yeah, it was easier to stick to the holidays and you know, stick to the religious observations. Same thing with Sundays. I mean, I started working on Sundays. Maybe a lot of people work on Sundays, whereas Sundays are supposed to be the day of rest and you all go to church. So, you know, maybe because we're working more and, you know, mom and dad usually work and people are busy and, you know, a lot of families are split. And so we have two sets of moms and two sets of dads these days. So there's not a consistent, many times, not a consistent religious message. I don't think the average kid has religion in their life. So when things go bad, rather than praying and finding comfort, they, one of my friend's wives, a friend of mine, you know, her daughter died. And as soon as she heard the news, she ran to church. I mean, you know, a lot of us would think, okay, well, you know what, I'm going to run to my friend's house, or I'm going to run to a bar, or I'm going to, you know, run and hide in my room. No, she ran to church. And that's how she gained her strength. So I don't know. You know, maybe we need to start introducing more religion. Maybe we need more counselors. Maybe we need, I don't know. But we need to address this somehow. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Now he's testifying before the group in his response to the Mueller report. Shortly after Barr released a summary letter about the report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller wasn't too happy and wrote a letter to the Attorney General voicing some concerns about the letter. The AG says he spoke to Mueller after receiving that letter.
I called Bob and said, you know, what's the issue here? Are you and I asked him if he was suggesting that the March 24th letter was inaccurate. And he said no, but that the press reporting had been inaccurate and that the press was reading too much into it.
Venezuelans are taking to the streets today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims to be the largest march in their history. This comes after Guaido called for Venezuelan military forces to take out President Nicolas Maduro. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the United Nations has warned us that there are very common diseases out there that are now at risk of becoming untreatable, like tuberculosis. And we have alarming levels of resistance to antimicrobial drugs, resistance to antibiotics, antivirals, antifungals, antiprotozoals, and so basically antiparasite. And they've seen these in countries of all income levels. So not just, you know, third world countries. We're talking about this antibiotic resistance as being here, even in your own state. And the authors now write that this is a, quote, global crisis. Now, for those of us feeling good, we're like, oh, you know, that's horrible. Okay, let's move on. No, we can't move on. We cannot move on because you get sick with something and you're in the hospital and your doctor is saying that the antibiotics aren't working. You get scared. You start praying. And this is something we need to address now. The Ad Hoc Interagency Coordination Group on Antimicrobial Resistance, made up of scientific experts and representatives of major UN scientific agencies, was convened March 2017, and they were tasked with providing practical guidelines for this global action to address antimicrobial resistance. So what have they come up with? I'm not sure. But this was formed in 2017. And we have found that drug-resistant diseases cause at least 700,000 deaths globally a year, including 230,000 deaths from multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, according to the report. So what that means is these are hundreds of thousands of people that got to the doctor in time. They got to the doctor. They got to the hospital. They're being treated. And they're being told, sorry, medicine ain't working. They say in the absence of a concerted global action, the authors estimate that 10 million people may die annually by the year 2030 as a result of drug-resistant diseases. Now, what's happening in our country? Well, they say 2 million Americans develop antibiotic-resistant infections every year, and 23,000 are dying from these infections each year, according to the CDC. That's a good number. The new report emphasizes that misuse and overuse of existing antimicrobial agents in humans, as well as animals and plants, accelerate the development and spread of resistance. So basically, when we're giving antibiotics to our cattle, what we're doing with our plants, all these things can unfortunately add to our resistance and tolerance to an antimicrobial working. They say factors contributing to the emergence and spread could be inadequate access to clean water, sanitation and hygiene, poor infection, disease prevention, lack of equitable access to affordable antimicrobials, vaccines, and diagnostics, meaning, you know, not being able to get the MRI or the culture or the biopsy or the, you know, medication. And then weak health, food and feed production, food safety and waste management systems. So when we convene a group of people to work on this, it's not just telling doctors, quit writing the Z-Pak. I mean, they have to look at a whole slew of factors, down to our farm animals, down to the soil. I mean, there are so many things that could be contributing to this. They say, ultimately, antimicrobial resistance threatens global progress towards improved health, food security, clean water and sanitation, sustainable consumption and production. Yeah, if you can't stop the spread of a disease, you're screwed. So, what does that mean for you or I? Well, not good. Especially since we're part to blame. Excuse me. I mean, we've all done it. Can I have an antibiotic, please? Do you need an antibiotic? Yeah, I do. I'm telling you as the doctor that I need an antibiotic. Well, you know, you might not need to waste, you know, the antibiotic on this. I think it's viral. I need an antibiotic. We've all done it. And I've tried to let the viral thing go. And then I'm going for days and the sinus infection gets worse. I'm like, give me an antibiotic. Trust me, it's going to be easier and faster. But how many times have I taken an antibiotic that maybe I didn't need to? Now, the one thing that you guys are going to notice very, very quickly is it's going to get harder and harder and harder to get an antibiotic. What agencies are going to do, remember, they are tasked to deal with this antimicrobial resistance problem. And I'm hearing that there's a lot of doctors being hired in certain, you know, by certain companies, and they are urged to not write antibiotics unless it's really needed. This is very, very tricky for a medical provider, because on one end, you don't give the antibiotic, just like that ziplining teenager who had a cut in her leg, was not given an antibiotic, doctors trying to, you know, be a part of the cause and help the antimicrobial cause, not given an antibiotic to a quote-unquote clean wound, and it wasn't clean. She ends up losing her limbs because of an infection. When I was an ER doc, you treated any deep infection with antibiotics. I've written hundreds of thousands of antibiotic prescriptions. Then again, I don't think I've ever lost a patient to an infection. I don't think I've ever been sued. I know I haven't been sued. So if I'm not losing patients and I'm not getting sued, it's very difficult to tell a doctor, you know what, don't be going to the antibiotics. Now, what they have been doing, which I agree with, is, okay, not everything needs to be treated with antibiotics. But I never practiced that way where I just gave an antibiotic to everything. The only thing I did differently, if I had to say I was guilty of something, is what I have done is people will go on a trip. And they'll go on a long trip overseas, and they'll say, look, in case I get Montezuma's revenge, or in case I get a sinus infection or a bladder infection, can I have something just in case? And I would give them, like, some Bactrim. I'd give them a course of antibiotics that they could take with them so they didn't get sick overseas. And, you know, that we're not doing anymore. They don't like doctors writing an antibiotic for you to hold just in case. But the thing is the majority of my patients said they never used it. And they're saving it. So then when they were sick, they were like, look, I have this antibiotic that you wrote me for the trip that I didn't need. Are you okay with me taking it? But you see, what's the underlying theme here? The underlying theme here is these are people I know. These are people I'm following up on. These are people that keep coming back to me. Medicine isn't like that anymore. Family medicine is losing the art where you get to see the same person over and over and over again. That's not happening. The average person is going to an urgent care. The average person sees a different doctor or a different provider each and every time. So now you walk in and you go, yeah, so I got a sinus infection. This is what I get every year. You know, Dahlia knows me. They'll be like, but I don't. And no, this sinus infection could be viral. No, I'm not going to give you an antibiotic. And like, but you don't understand. It's going to get worse. And then when it's going to get worse, then I'm going to need 2 weeks of antibiotics. Why can't you just hit it now while it's early? And the funny thing is the way the Z-Pak works, the Zithromax, it's like a 5-day medication. There's even a 3-day form of Z-Pak, the Tri-Pak. And the premise behind that is knock it out early. You knock it out early with a 1-2 punch. You don't have to be on antibiotics 4 days and days. Now, we're finding resistance to Z-Paks and Tri-Paks, so we're being asked not to write those a lot, especially by the CDC. But, you know, how should we approach infections? Should we then nip it in the bud early on? Now, in the United States, the CDC describes 3 urgent threats. Clostridium difficile, or C. diff, that causes diarrhea and colitis. Carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, CRE, known as nightmare bacteria. That causes about 600 deaths a year. And then gonorrhea. And gonorrhea, we got super gonorrhea infecting 246,000 people a year. So the World Health Organization reports the number of drugs in development is not enough. No, there's not enough. Not a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. And there's only 14% chance they're going to get approved anyway to sell. So they got some work to do. 1-877-DOLLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, researchers think they may be able to fight some of these superbugs that we were just talking about by going to our fishy friends. And the slimy mucus, we've talked about this on the show, that coats fish may actually be very, very useful against things like staph in humans. According to the Tech Times, the mucus actually protects the fish from harmful pathogens and their surroundings. And there's a student taking part of the research named Molly Austin. And she told Tech Times that fish live in a complex environment. Their bodies have to protect them from the bacteria and viruses they have continuous contact with every day. So far, the study's experts have targeted young fish caught in Southern California because of the youth's weaker immunity. And the idea is that these fish must have stronger natural walls against pathogens to keep them healthy. So if a younger little fishy, right, has less of an immune system than others, how come they're not dying? Well, because it could be their slime. You know how little kids are all boogery? My guess is a little baby fishy, right? Nemo fishy is really sinusy and boogery. Even though they don't call them boogers, because fish slime. So researchers said they've identified nearly four dozen strains of bacteria in the mucus of 17 fish species. And the findings were presented at the American Chemical Society's spring meeting in Florida. Now, research is preliminary, and don't worry, we don't have to eat fish slime pills. But the bacteria, apparently, in this slime, have the potential to fight MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. They have the potential to fight E. coli, but even very, very cool, if it could fight colon cancer. This is bacteria in fish slime that could possibly fight colon cancer. Now, MRSA is a type of Staph bacteria that live on the skin, and they say it's normally harmless if it's on the skin, but if it gets into you, ooh, it's bad. It's bad, and then it's antibiotic resistance. It's a methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. So if you have close contact, if you get cut with something, shared equipment, things like that, athletic settings, wrestling with somebody, you can pick it up. The CDC estimates that 5% of hospital patients carry MRSA on the skin. So you could carry it, and then you can infect somebody. Now, the research is just beginning. They say it could take years to develop a new antibiotic from it. But, interesting that a fish's antibacterial abilities could possibly help us Americans. As I said, 2 million Americans get infected with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, 23,000 a year die from it. And we don't really have a lot of new antibiotics being developed. We talked about the pipeline. You know, we had a lot of antibiotics developed in the 90s. Drug companies made money. They made money. They did well. But, Now they're not making the money. We think they are. With Obamacare and all that, we think that pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies and everybody's kind of, you know, in bed together and, you know, but no, because if they were making money, you'd see more production. If you got a good thing going, you're going to continue to, you know, you're going to keep it up. You're going to keep it going. You're going to make more product. But no, there's a demand. There's a demand for these superbug drugs, but not as much of a demand for people to put through the money into research and development. And there's no guarantee these days. There is no guarantee that after the years of research, it's going to be welcomed with open arms by A, the FDA, and get approval, and B, insurance companies. Now, you know, we were talking about this Medicare for All. Medicare for All being touted by Bernie Sanders, right? He's really, really excited about this. We'll just increase payroll taxes. We'll increase payroll taxes by 7.5%. Have everybody pay an additional 4%, and that will pay for Medicare for All. I'm not entirely convinced, but that's the plan. That's what they're doing. And, you know, you have a lot of people out there going, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, insurance stinks, so why not? Well, if, mark my words, if Bernie Sanders wins in 2020, and I, mind you, I like the guy. I may not agree with his politics, but I like the guy. You know, does he deserve to be president? I don't know. You know, do I want him to be my next president? No. And the reason why is, The concept of Medicare for All is going to scare the crap out of pharmaceutical companies. Because Medicare, it's a generics dream, not a brand name's dream. And so hoping that a drug that's going to go down the pipeline and going to take years and decades to develop is going to get approved by an insurance company and then paid for and then suggested on the formulary, if we have a Medicare for All, we don't have enough money to handle our current Medicare. And then now we're pushing Medicare for All? For all. We're not just slowly expanding it, saying, you know what, we're going to increase it down to the 60-year-olds or to the 55-year-olds. This is officially Medicare for all. That's going to be a problem. And I don't think Medicare for all, once it comes into play, is going to do the fancy schmancy new drugs. They're going to say, look, we'll cover your penicillins. You know, we'll cover your Claritins, generic. We'll cover this. But if you want anything fancy, you're going to have to pay for it. Well, you know, patients don't like paying for things on their own. So they're going to say, nah, I'll pass. I'll just take the generic. And who's going to be asking for the fancy schmancy drugs? Now, some of you are thinking, well, Dr. Dolly, if somebody has a real nasty drug-resistant bug, then they're going to have to get the fancy medication. Well, not always. Like, for example, with MRSA, we use Bactrim a lot. And it's working for now. So there are sometimes some cheaper alternatives. And, of course, everybody's going to go for the cheaper alternative. But maybe what we really need to do is knock it out. Just knock it out of the gate with one of the strong ones. While we're waiting for Bactrim to work, or while we're waiting for other generics to work, maybe we need to hit it strong day one. Just blast it. Just nuke the suckers. Our approach to antimicrobials has to be done a little smarter. I hate to say that. I think we need to either go back old school, maybe start using silver. You know, I did a paper on, you know, old school treatments of superbugs. You know, Tasmanian devil milk, silver. You know, there's a lot of different things out there that we might have to do because there's been nasty bugs in our world for centuries. And we survived because we did some tincture or something. But then a lot of us didn't. We died. And antibiotics saved millions of lives. I mean, there's no doubt about it, billions of lives. But now they don't seem to be working as well. So maybe we just have to go back old school. Maybe we have to do light therapy. Maybe we have to, I don't know. Maybe we have to zap them. So, be careful. Be careful what you wish for. Asking for Medicare for all sounds really, really good. But I see a huge riptide effect from huge currents coming from that. That's going to affect not only insurance companies, because a lot of insurance companies are going to go under, because why pay crappy premiums when you could, you know, get Medicare for all, but also pharmaceutical companies, and I don't think we're ready for that yet. 1-877-DR-ELLIX.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.